All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 8th day of December, 2020. I do want to remind you that I publish a letter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. Its primary focus is on gold exploration companies and gold producers to a lesser extent. We also cover a few other things in the technology sector, mostly to do with materials technology, and we do have some interesting stories along those lines as well that I'm telling my subscribers about. Anyway, to sign up for my letter, go to miningstocks.com. Call our office here in New York if you'd like to do it that way, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also like to encourage you to consider Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com. Chen is really has really developed a specialization in the biotech sector, and he's got some very exciting things that he's talking to his subscribers about. chenpicks.com for Chen, and we always like to remind you of Michael Oliver, who will be with me in a moment to talk about his ideas of what's going on in the markets, and it's OliverMSA.com to sign up for Michael's excellent letter, the best technical letter that I have ever subscribed to. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel, and also encourage you to send your questions or comments. Whatever you have to say about this show, good, bad, or indifferent, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. And our sponsors for today, who are responsible for making this show possible, Benchmark Metals, NV Gold, Cassiar Gold Corp, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining Corp. I've titled today's show, Coping with a New World Order. Richard Mayberry, Michael Oliver, as I just said, will be with us, and Mark O'Rourke will return today. Marco will be with me in the second segment. The fourth turning of America began around 2008 when, according to Edward Snowden, American intelligence services began spying on Americans rather than exclusively on foreign adversaries. And we now know that intelligence services were spying on an American president who was chosen by the American people in 2016. To the deep state, the forces of democracy become problematic when American citizens laid claims to the power granted to them by the Constitution, which made elected political leaders subservient to the people, rather than the people being slaves of the state. And Donald Trump, in some ways, I believe, got in the way of those elites who have come to view the American people as being really just too stupid to have any democratic voice. And so we must be told to stay locked down and wearing masks and to blindly follow the dictates of our leaders, no matter whether there is scientific evidence or not. Just shut up and do what they say. Donald Trump stood up for the folks in flyover country, I believe, to a great extent. And that was a problem. Again, that was a problem for the elite who have increasingly over time defied the Constitution and as such had to be felt that Mr. Trump had to be removed from office by hook or by crook. Was there interference in the 2020 election, as was claimed to be in the 2016 election? Well, since Mr. Biden won the election, there apparently is no concern of any Russian interference. Neither is there any concern about the president-elect's policies. For the media and the elite, all is well again with the world. no more gotcha questions from the media for this president-elect or for vice president-elect Kamala Harris. So Americans are now in the process, I believe, of losing the promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is no longer the people who are in charge. It is the military-industrial complex and all the elites that surround them in the universities and the major media. Given that American version of fascism, this is what I believe is appearing, it seems to be gaining a foothold in the U.S., I want to talk to Rick Mayberry for a historical perspective of what is taking place here and also how he thinks we need to prepare ourselves for dealing with growing tyrannical power that is gaining a foothold in removing our God-given freedoms from us. Those issues and more we'll talk to Rick about in the second half of today's show in just a few minutes. As I mentioned, Marco Rock of Cassier Gold Corp will be with us. Interesting enough, he's going to talk to us about the company's first drill holes, drill results. They were quite good. I did pre-record Marco late last week, and so you won't hear his comments on some excellent results that came out this morning, some of the highest grade intersections yet on the company's Taurus open pit deposit, suggesting that that deposit is likely to grow well beyond the million ounces that they currently have. So very exciting news there, but I will be writing about it this weekend in my newsletter for sure and updating my subscribers about the good news that came out. But listen to what Marco has to say, because it is a very exciting story. It is a company that's building a very significant, I think will be a very significant gold resource, already over a million ounces in northern British Columbia. So Marco will be with me in the second segment right after our commercial break, but I'm really happy to tell you that Michael Oliver is here now to share his thoughts about the markets that you should be paying most of your attention to. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay.
It's really always good to have you with us, and I just want to find out what you're saying. We're seeing gold showing some strength now in the last number of trading sessions. What are your thoughts on gold now? Have we broken through any ceilings that need to be broken through to see higher prices?
Yes, we have. First off, the context was we peaked in August in silver and gold, okay? And then we spent SEP, OCC, and NOVE basically up, down, up, down, with a slight downward bias. In the case of gold, if you look at a front-month contract chart, you'll see repeated lows either side of 1850. And then the last week in November, we plunge below there. Okay, so if you're, pardon me, an idiot price chartist and you got a ruler and a crayon, you drew a line through 1850 and said, oh my gosh, the floor's come out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that's a price chart, and that's, again, why we don't emphasize price charts. At that point in time, our weekly momentum, we measure price versus a three-week average, and we also impose standard deviation bands on it because they give us some information. And the standard deviation band, the upper band, dropped below the zero line that week. The last time that occurred was in March at the March low. If you recall what happened after that low, gold exploded. In other words, it was a false sell-off. It got oversold and immediately yanked itself back up. Well, so far, gold's done precisely the same thing. It's cleared the 1850 level. We're trading around 1870, 1880 right now. Silver, very similar, but even firmer than gold. It made a low the first week after its high in August. It collapsed from almost $30 down to $23.58 the next week. So a very sharp initial drop. And then it went sideways, up and down, in a range that was slightly below that $23.58 three different times. In other words, if you reference that first low as a point you didn't want to get back below, well, you got back below it in September, October, and again in November. Mm-hmm. Neither one of those punches below that prior price low could hold. They didn't. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you were to put yourself in a bear's position, you sell it, you take out a prior low, and you think, oh, boy, I'm on my way. And next thing you know, it's back up again. Well, silver's now back up, you know, pushing toward 25.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also behaving in the same way that gold is, namely that it's tired of this corrective, protracted process of selling that doesn't really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when it flips back up, the flip, which so far is sharp, will get even sharper. We've got a number on silver. It's about 50 cents above today's high. 25, 36 to be precise, but that number will change next week. It'll drop a bit. If you get there, I think silver will blast back to the highs. Gold has already crossed that one hurdle. I told you that 1850 level, which was a floor. It broke below. It immediately got back above. If you get gold back up into, let's say, 1930 zone, and if you look at a price chart, that doesn't mean too much. You get back up to about 1930, I think they're going to blow gold right through the old high, the 2070 high.
And you're saying that on the basis of your momentum work?
Based on my momentum action and even the price charts, which I think have been misleading to so many people. So I do like what I'm seeing in gold. Now, on the periphery, there's a market that we actually consider to be less important than gold, and that's the dollar. I know most people look at the dollar as, well, if the dollar does this, gold will do that. Well, that's not true. Gold's been around as money a lot longer than the fiat currency called the dollar. And if I had to put one in the priority of importance, it would be gold, in terms of its legitimacy, stability, etc. But the dollar has now broken virtually, no, not virtually, it's broken every structure we can define long-term trend. And it recently broke below 91, this dollar index now. By trading 91 during this year, it basically said, that's it, you're likely next in the next handful of months drop to at least 85 area as the next phase of the drop. This should help gold. Not that the dollar is essential for gold's trend, because look what gold's done. While the dollar went sideways, up, down, up, down, up, down since 2015 in about a 15-point range of up and down moves that really were non-trending, gold doubled its price, went from a 1054 low to a 2070 high, and didn't need any help from a weak dollar. Now it's got a weak dollar, so we think that will be added wind at the back of gold.
And a weak dollar, I would think, should put some wind at the backs of the commodity sector. What are you seeing there, specifically your Bloomberg commodity index?
Consensus of upturn. In other words, it's oil has turned, as far as we're concerned. The grains, soybeans, corn, wheat, copper, sugar, even platinum, which we don't consider a monetary metal, a precious metal. It's turned decisively. So there's a chorus of commodities that have no linkage to one another that are all within weeks and months of each other turning up. And we think this is what we expected, that the Bloomberg Commodity Index would make its turn. And we think now that the smart investors, not just gold bugs, but the smart investors who look at risk-reward potentials, will perceive the U.S. stock market as higher risk, less reward, and the commodity category is less risk, more reward, and therefore will flow more of the funds that the central banks are creating into that new arena and provide wind at the back of the commodities.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people think, who needs gold? I've got stocks. Stocks just keep going up. But I know Jim Rickards pointed out recently, they thought that way in Germany, too, when they had the hyperinflation. Everybody said, who needs gold? We've got the stock market is going up. Well, it wasn't going up in real purchasing power. So when people
made that point, he banged the table about a month or 6 weeks ago and caught my attention, because he's not a gold bug at all.
No.
He's probably one of the biggest hedge fund managers in the world. And he said, listen, investors, you're stupid. If you don't realize that, quit looking at the price of your stock. Look at what's happening to the money supply. The price of your stock is measured in a piece of paper. They're doubling the supply every year now, not every decade. So pay attention to that fact. It will cause a crisis over the next 5 years. And our only disagreement with that conclusion of his is that we think the crisis will largely be upon us in 2021.
Yeah. Well, as the late Ian McAvity once said, an ounce of gold is an ounce of gold. A barrel of oil is a barrel of oil. What is a dollar? And I think the point is well taken from what you were just saying there. You know, what are you measuring something against? And the best barometer of measuring anything long term is certainly an ounce of gold, because that is money that can't be created out of thin air. Lord knows the people that follow the stocks that I look at, the companies that are looking to find gold and then bring it out of the ground, the amount of effort and science and energy that's required to do that, oh boy, it doesn't take anything to change some digits on the computer, does it, and create trillions and trillions of more dollars, and it looks like that's where we're headed, Michael. And so I think you've got to try to protect yourself as best you can by, if you're fortunate enough to have excess savings, and an awful lot of Americans aren't these days. I really worry about what's going to happen to this country, Michael, and the people that are hurting so badly with these small businesses being shut down and everything. I guess there's a reason why you escaped to a rural area of Colorado, huh?
Well, I think it's there's some things you can't help. I think we're literally in, I've said this before, in part three of Atlas Shrugged right now, where it's coming apart. Mm-hmm. And but that's good, because it's bad stuff coming apart.
Yeah.
The collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think that you can't change it. Therefore, best thing to do is not be hurt by it, is avoid that as best you can.
As best you can, right.
From it. And I think you can benefit from it via being in commodity assets, commodity-related assets.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we try to do, is help people see what might be coming using history as a guide. And, you know, we'll be talking about history later in the show. When Richard Mayberry is with us, he's a great historian, economic historian. He'll be talking to us about that. And you are too, of course, but you use your technology, your technical indicators, which are so helpful to so many of our listeners. Michael, and I want to thank you again for being with us once more.
Thank you,
Jake. We'll have to do it again in a couple of weeks, so take care. All right, folks, so we do have to go to break now, but don't go away. As I mentioned, Marco Rock of Cassier Gold will be with me. I'll be right back with Marco.
Benchmark Metals is an advanced gold-silver exploration company that is rapidly advancing its Canadian gold-silver project to a production decision. Benchmark is nearing completion of its largest program to date, with up to 100,000 meters of resource expansion and definition drilling in 2020. The multi-million-ounce potential project is expected to have a new mineral resource estimate and PEA study completed in 2021. The company is backed by the Metals Group management team and believes this aggressive program will be complemented by one of the strongest commodity bull markets in decades. Visit benchmarkmetals.com and subscribe to follow their success.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced stage road-accessible gold property with an NI 43-101 compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near-surface bulk tonnage gold deposit and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past-producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.